In a few days, we will begin the great season of Lent. Ash Wednesday is on Wednesday. So we're not there yet, but we are at the threshold, as if we're standing at the door, about to enter the season of Lent. So we can take today's readings as a kind of instruction in how to proceed into the season of Lent. Because these readings tell us something about ourselves and about making judgments and about how we see and how we speak about others. Things that are important for us to reflect on. Well, this whole matter of making judgments, especially judging others, is always important, but perhaps even more important now, because now we get instant impressions of everything from the social media, and we tend to make very fast judgments. Politicians and other public figures are very good at presenting themselves in the media in a way that looks good or impressive, even if in truth they're not necessarily very good. But this is what makes it difficult to judge. Oh, it's easy to judge. It's very easy to judge. We do it all the time. But it's also easy to judge wrongly. In last Sunday's gospel, Jesus taught us, stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Which some people have interpreted to mean that we should never judge at all. But that's wrong. We must judge sometimes in order to guide people, in order to correct people, in order to discipline, in order to reject errors. We have to make judgments. If you're hiring a driver, for example, you would not hire a blind person because a blind person isn't qualified. And when it comes to the spiritual life, we don't want a blind spiritual guide either. Some people are not trustworthy. Some people do steal. Some people are lazy. Some people are forgetful. Some need correction. Parents know this very well. Parents have to correct their children. In order to do so, they have to judge them. So we must make reasonable and timely judgments, but we must not make rash judgments or hasty judgments or unjust judgments. If you've ever judge someone and then found out that you were wrong, you know how easy it is to make mistakes. For example, if there's money missing from the house or money missing from your desk, you first think, well, it's probably somebody in the house, maybe one of the workers or someone who was here. And then you start to judge the person, the suspect, and then you realize, oh, I misplaced the money myself. It wasn't anyone's fault but my own. Or maybe passing along the street, you see a poor person just sitting there, and you say, well, what's that lazy beggar doing there? And then you find out later he's been working hard from early morning and has no food. That's a rash judgment to think he's a lazy beggar. Perhaps you've seen a picture or a post on social media that makes a person look really bad, only to find out later that that picture was digitally altered, or that post was just fake news, or it was AI generated. Then we realize, oh, I can't come to a conclusion that easily, that quickly, or I'll be making a rash judgment. In the news yesterday, there was a lot of commotion about two prominent international figures who got into a big argument on camera, the President of the United States and the President of Ukraine. Before I could see or read about the incident itself, I already started receiving notices, conflicting interpretations about what happened and why. Two completely opposite judgments about these two people who got into an argument, and determinations about who was right and who was wrong. And usually it's the spin of the media or the prejudice of the reporter who chooses one side or another, and then the other person is obviously in the wrong. Well, That's all dangerous. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus gives us some images and some guidelines for judging others properly. I'll just mention three of them. Three guidelines. One is to correct our own vision first. One is to judge a tree by its fruit. And one is to listen to our own words, which is a way of listening to our own heart. So these are the three. The first one, correct your own vision first. Judge yourself first. We can be spiritually blind without even knowing it, or without even realizing. So Jesus starts out in this gospel by asking the question, can a blind person guide a blind person? Well, no, that's easy enough to answer. They'll very likely both fall into the same pit. Well, who are these blind people that Jesus is talking about? Why does he even use this image of blind guides? Who can't necessarily guide others? Well, he's talking about us, tayo, you and I. Or maybe it's better to say I and you, because each of us should say, I'm the first blind person, or I'm potentially the first blind person. And if I don't realize it, how can I possibly be a good guide to anyone else? So we start with ourselves. If we're both blind, well, yeah, we will end up in a pit. And a physical pit is bad enough, but much worse is a spiritual pit, that is sin. We could, if we're spiritually blind, lead others into sin. And that's a disaster. So we have to start with an awareness that we have something obstructing our own vision. Jesus uses another image, a wooden beam in your eye, a plank, a big chunk of wood. Now we know it's so irritating to have even the smallest speck in our eye. So isn't this image of a big beam, in a wooden beam in our eye, isn't that too much? Isn't that an exaggeration? Well, no. Yes, our physical eyes are very sensitive, but our spiritual eyes are often not that sensitive. So Jesus uses an exaggerated image to show us how blind we can be. What is this wooden beam he's talking about? Well, very often it is prejudice. Prejudice, a prejudgment, a judgment that I'm right, therefore you're wrong, and before I even hear the case or know the story, I've already made a judgment. That's prejudice. So we're prejudiced about religion, we're prejudiced about people's color and race, and about the clothing that they wear, and about their age, and about their social status, on and on. Anything that makes it possible for us to say, I'm right, therefore you're wrong, that's prejudice, and that's a kind of blindness. Other wooden beams that can blind us, greed blinds us, pride, envy, resentment, selfishness. So, the point here, we have to correct ourselves first, and this is one of the goals of Lent, which starts on Ash Wednesday, to start with ourselves. Start with a purification and renewal of ourselves. Okay, second principle Jesus tells us is judge a tree by its fruit. Nakikilala ang bawat punong kahoy sa pamamagitan ng kanyang bunga. Now, when it comes to trees, it's not too hard to figure out what kind of tree we are seeing. If we recognize the leaves or the shape of the tree, we could say, okay, that's a mango tree. But does it bear fruit? Does it bear good fruit? That's not as immediately obvious. It takes time for us to learn the real quality of a tree, and it takes time for us to learn the inner quality of a person. We should not rush to judge, because we can't tell right away the fruit. We have to listen, be patient, to see clearly the whole picture, and then decide. If there's bad fruit, well, then there's certainly something wrong with the tree, and Jesus uses this example. A bad tree doesn't bear good fruit. A good tree doesn't bear bad fruit. Every tree is known by its fruit. So if there's good fruit, even if the tree is not very impressive or doesn't look good or doesn't sound right to us, even if the person seems to have flaws, if he or she is bearing good fruit, love, patience, mercy, goodness, well, that's a good tree. And we can make that kind of a judgment, even if other people are already against the person. So when we find bad fruit, it's not so that we condemn the tree, it's so that we can help the tree improve. This is actually how God treats us or raises us as his trees. He doesn't want to condemn us or cut us down. He wants us to bear good fruit, and he'll provide us the grace and the mercy so that we bear fruit. So we apply this principle, first of all, to ourselves and to our words. And that brings us to the third principle. Listen to your own words. Jesus says this, out of the abundance of the heart come forth the words. What we say gives us insight into what we think. What comes out of our mouth gives us insight into what is in our hearts. So if we listen to ourselves, our words very often reveal what is in our hearts. From the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks, Jesus says. Kung ano ang bukang bibig, siyang laman ang nang dibdib. So what do we hear when we listen to ourselves? This is a good Lenten practice, by the way, to listen to ourselves. If we pause for a moment and listen or reflect at the end of the day, what did my words really reveal about what's going on inside? Sometimes we have to admit, we hear ugly words and attitudes coming out of our own mouths, boasting, gossiping, scorn, pride, self-righteousness, trying to impress other people, lying, anger, deceit, ridicule, manipulation, self-pity, all kinds of things. If we're listening closely, we find some bad fruit. And not just in other people, we can find it in ourselves. Well, that's why it's good to have the season of Lent, which is coming up. We start with the ashes on our own foreheads, to remind us that we are sinners, that we come up with bad fruit. Now, to judge that we've borne bad fruit is not to condemn ourselves, it's not to hate ourselves. No, self-judgment is not for condemnation, it's for repentance, for conversion. And judgment of others is not for condemnation, it's for compassion. So we start with repentance. We're sorry for what we have done, we express a desire to change, and we ask the Lord to help us. So let us not judge hastily. Let us correct our own vision first. Let us judge a tree by its fruit. Let us listen to our own words. Then we can begin to see what the Lord sees, the beauty in us and in every one of his children, and we can be of greater service to one another.